Joined now by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and obviously a lot going on in Hillsborough, but everyone's still thinking about the water supply here in the Owosso area, so we'll start with that. Mayor, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, glad to be on the air with you once again, Aaron.
So what was the process of communicating between the town of Hillsborough and Owosso over the weekend with the water supply, and what did Hillsborough do, and what was Hillsborough ready to do?
Well, I would say it happens very smoothly. Two things. One, we have some preparedness for items like this. We have established with Owosso, with the city of Durham, sort of a mutual aid agreement in terms of water. We have that also with, you know, fire and police and other kinds of services, and some of that's formal and some of that's informal. And so that is because those discussions have already happened. It's pretty easy. One manager calls the other and says, I need some help, and it pretty much gets right underway. We have a line to connect with Owosso. And we flush that line out. It's usually not in use, but it's there in case it's needed. And it's flushed out probably about every twice a year or so. And then before that line could be used for this emergency, as soon as we got the request, as soon as it looked like, you know, this is something that some water might be needed from Hillsborough, started the process of flushing. That takes a good 12 hours or better. To flush it, and then it has to be tested for bacterial contamination and make sure that it's all cleared and good to go. You know, of course, water systems are closed systems, and as long as they stay closed, which is part of the whole issue why there's a water problem to begin with, you know, so we just want to make sure it's perfectly safe. And so we got that process, worked on it, and I think we were ready to go on Saturday morning. I think there's probably very little water from Hillsborough that would need to be used. We contacted our citizens and said, please help conserve. You know, we're now serving a community, you know, probably, you know, maybe 10,000 people or so, and if we're adding to Owosso, that could drain our supply, you know, 10 times more. We have a 360-day supply. You know, even if we started using it a lot, that could start diminishing it, although we're not really particularly worried about that. But we said, you know, we need to take conservation measures as well. So we just put that in place and are happy to do so. You know, for on any given day, the situation could be reversed and you know, it could be coming the other way. So we're quite happy to do so.
I think it's really important too, to be aware of all of the different, you know, we talk about joint planning meetings and the town boards are meeting with the Board of Commissioners and municipal organizations that bring Durham officials and Chatham officials and Orange officials and officials from different towns together to work on various projects. Those lines of communication and keeping good relations between all of those towns are, you know, sort of good, good practice in general, and especially for situations like this where, you know, as a municipality, if you're Owosso or if you're Chapel Hill or Durham or Hillsborough or anyone else, you know that if there's a crisis, you can reach out to every other neighboring municipality and they'll be right there ready to help.
Absolutely, Aaron. It is hard to underestimate that or overestimate that the importance of those just personal relations. You know, I know our manager feels like he can call up Edgar and, you know, Owosso, and just sometimes more informal help. You know, our manager has a lot of, Eric Peterson has a lot of expertise. Other folks call him up. And that goes, it just goes so far. And I can't tell you how many times that something will come up. We have a small motor pool and public works department. And I remember just our leaf truck breaks. And it's a day before the parade. Chapel Hill sends up a leaf truck and helps us to keep the town looking nice for the parade. And, you know, we don't need to do that. We don't have to do those things. But it's just nice to see that we have these great relationships between Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Hillsborough and the county and across county lines into Durham. And so when we have found that folks have been very, very generous And again, I think people are very, very sensitive that, you know, things go wrong, you know, no matter the best of intentions. And then you want to be able to call on folks for help. And it's been our experience, you know, people are more than willing to, you know, you don't call on it if you don't need it. And so there's a lot of trust among folks that nobody's really taking advantage of anybody. And that's where those joint meetings and inner city visits and you know, the formal bodies getting together and organizations like you know, TJ Cock, all those things really contribute to that spirit of we're all in this together as community.
Speaking with Tom Stevens, mayor of Hillsboro, hillsboronc.gov. If you want more information about goings-on in town government up in Hillsboro, a lot of goings-on in Hillsboro independently of the of government meetings and government activity. Let's talk about business news. Mystery Brewing just expanded. I know we got some shops moving around downtown, including Wooden Nickel. Am I right about that?
Well, Wooden Nickel has not moved yet, but they announced on their 13th anniversary that they were going to expand. For those of you who are, if you haven't heard the news or you're saying, oh no, the Nickel's going to be different. They're going to move up the street to what's the Bank of America building. Mm-hmm. It's about 3 or 4 doors up the street. It will greatly expand their kitchen facilities. It's not going to make it so much, that much bigger, but they, you know, they want to keep the same feel. They're going to move as much of the wood as they can. They said they're even going to try to keep the smell. You know,
oh, that's good. Yeah.
Which is important.
You want that. Yeah.
But, you know, yeah. And just this past year, a few months ago, Cup of Joe, you know, which is kind mm-hmm. of the living room of Hillsboro, moved to, you know, just this, you know, much larger and nicer facility. But, you know, every morning you still have, you know, sort of the crowds out there. It still feels very, very local, you know, very, very connected. I think they've done a very good job of not losing that sense of community, that sense of place that comes with it. And in fact, that's almost become the Nickel moving and Cup of Joe's moving is kind of, you know, as we're seeing Hillsboro grow and expand, that's kind of, we think we can do that at the same time, sort of keep kind of the central character in place, and certainly that is what we want to do. Little shops are expanding. Carlisle and Lenny, you know, great little vintage jewelry shop that's been kind of tucked around the corner on Margaret Street, is moving around to a larger shop right there on Churton Street, and so they're getting ready to have a big grand opening on Saturday. And of course, Mystery Brew Pub is wonderful. They used to have a homebrew store. They have now expanded that, so the pub is twice as large. They'll have their own kitchen. It's not going to be cool, so they'll be able to serve a little bit of food there, you know, out at the West End. And, of course, have the same great, wonderful mystery beer that will be there. You know, they have a great music scene, particularly on Friday and Saturday nights, just incredible artists come through. And so there at the West End. To see that's expanding. So just keep seeing all this little movement that's happening around and downtown and on West End and a new Pizza Hut that's just opened up a little bit south of town.
Hmm.
So we're starting to see there in those neighborhoods at the Oakdale Shopping Center. So just nice to have some food that's a little bit further south for folks who want to get a quick meal. So still growing in Hillsboro, still doing everything we can to keep that small town charm.
Awesome. Again, hillsboronc.gov is the website if you want more information about the town government. Visit hillsboronc.com if you want more information about events and happenings and going on around town. Speaking with Mayor Tom Stevens, and before we let you go, I know we're not going to get a chance to speak with you before this weekend, so I got to talk about Revolutionary War Living History Day, which is coming up this Saturday at the Visitor Center, right?
It is coming up this Saturday, and again, just another fun event. Now, I know, you know, there's a lot of things going. There's some, I know HK on J, the march for, you know, a lot of folks who are going to be there. But you want something fun to do on Saturday, come to Hillsboro. The Revolutionary War Day, as you have the reenactors, they have the red coats. Those are the Continental Army. And so that's always kind of fun to see. But what's really nice is reenactors set up little campfires and camps. It's easy to kind of walk up to the folks and talk to them. And they're often usually cooking food the way the food would have been cooked. Mm. You know, they're kind of going about the activities that would have been done back when Hillsboro was pretty new in the 1700s. And so it's just fun to come out and see, you know, very, very casual. Just come up to the visitor center when you come into town. And, of course, it's also still great to walk around Riverwalk or go to the farmer's market or to hang out at some of the shops downtown and just kind of enjoy yourselves in Hillsboro. But you'll see all these folks, and the Redcoats will be there on Saturday too.
So. That's really cool.
And always a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's all day. It runs till 4. So if you're listening out there and you're planning on going to HK on J, you can do that in the morning and experience today's revolution, and then in the afternoon head to Hillsboro and relive the first great revolution, right?
Absolutely.
And then when you're done, go to Pueblo Viejo, where I just learned that's in the recreated house where George Washington slept in 1791. So perfect day.
Yeah, the only such place in Hillsboro, yeah. Although that house is not original to Hillsboro. That was one of those things that was moved by James Freeland.
Yep.
A collector of antique cars and, you know, railroads and houses. And so, and of course, all that's part of the Daniel Boone Village, which is a sweet little spot too. And that house will continue even with the redevelopment that's expected by Crusoe Homes, the commercial development, you know, in the next coming years. That house will still stay.
Awesome. Again, visit hillsboronc.com for more information about events and happenings around town. This Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is Revolutionary War Living History Day at the Visitor Center right downtown. hillsboronc.gov is the town's website if you want more about Hillsboro. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.